I'm here at Fringe City with Jesse Dupre from Haste Theatre, and we're going to talk about The Hideout, which has been flying very successfully here on New Road. Tell us about it.
Well, we managed to drum up a bit of audience by looking a bit ridiculous, really, in costume, playing clarinet, doing a bit of tap dancing, doing a bit of flirting, a bit of this and that.
Tell us about the play.
About the play, well, it is a Greek myth, Theseus and the Minotaur, reimagined as a 1920s cabaret set in an underground boudoir. Basically, the boudoir belongs to a chorus of Greek gods. So there's Aphrodite, Poseidon and Hades, and they like to tell stories to entertain their audiences. And they mess around with the characters and with the audience and do whatever they want, change the story.
And there's quite a number of you, aren't there, here? Down from, where is it?
We're from London. There's five of us in the cast. Yeah.
So how did that all come together? When was that idea born?
The idea was born about a year ago, I think. And we originally made the show to be an immersive piece in a specific venue that we were doing in London. So it was very immersive and we led people around and it was quite different to the show that we have now. But then we took it to San Diego a few months later and had to do it in a black box theatre. So we adapted it to just be done wherever.
So how did that come about? Grant, rich parents?
San Diego. A lot of working very, very hard to cobble the money together to pay for flights.
Well, why did you choose there?
We'd gone there the year before. We just found it on the internet and then we got put up by a friend of one of the cast. So we got free accommodation, which helped a lot. Then we got invited to go back the next year. So we took our new show there the next year.
And San Diego Fringe is quite an established, you know, exciting fringe, isn't it?
It is, yeah. It started only 2 years ago, so we were actually there for the start of it, which was great because we kind of helped to make it international. And then we met the producer of the Orlando Fringe there, and then we got invited to go there the next year. So it really paid off for us because Orlando is one of the most established US fringes. It's 25 years old. So, yeah, it was really great.
Take me into one of your most immersive, intense rehearsals.
Oh, lots of tears, mainly. Quite a lot of passive aggression, I think, in the best possible way. Just repeating things over and over again as you do in rehearsal. Trying not to get angry, but people adding in their comments, but everyone basically saying the same thing. So like, well, I just think we're saying the same thing. Okay, well, let's just do it then. Okay. And then people crying and yeah.
But as a piece, was it devised? Were you sort of in the rehearsal room adding bits to it?
Yeah, it was completely devised from scratch. Yeah,
and then. So how did ideas get incorporated?
Well, we mainly just devise shows through improv, so we'll get the main sort of action points of the story. So we had the story of Theseus and the Minotaur, and we picked out the bits we wanted to particularly focus on, then we improvised around those points. And then as things emerge, sometimes they just emerge from playing around and being stupid, and then we laugh loads, and we're like, well, actually, maybe we'll keep that in. And then that ends up being, like, a big part of the show. And then we choreograph certain set pieces if we think, for example, the tap dance, obviously that wasn't improvised, and it isn't improvised in the show. It's a very set piece. We knew we wanted to have tap dance in it.
And I've kind of heard from a lot of very successful companies in different fringes that the success of good devised work is creative conflict. It is the ability to disagree, but, you know, not by not falling out. So how did you creatively conflict?
Yeah, definitely. I think because we don't have a director, it's hard to have an outside eye and an overall vision of someone saying, like, okay, do that idea. So we all have different ideas, and then we're like, okay, well, let's just try all of them and see which one works the best. So there's often conflict, and then it comes clear. Even if you think your idea is great, you'll try it out, and then you'll realise it's rubbish. Right. So, yeah, that's the creative conflict we have. Just sort it out by improvising the different ideas.
Final question. What do you most love about The Hideout?
The riotousness of it, I think. Just it's so fun. It's absolutely exhausting to do, and I'm sure when we go to Edinburgh it'll be exhausting doing it night, you know, night after night, but I just really enjoy the energy of it and just being able to be really comfortable and play with the audience and have fun. Yeah,
riotous, having fun. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much.